until this year, right? Right?
Yeah.
With that, okay, we got to finish up all the tefillah in the next 10 minutes. So I thought we'd spend a little bit of time this evening talking about some of the different additions that are put into Shemoneh Esrei during the course of the year. So some of the additions are Machab B'dievet, some are not, some you can correct, some you can't correct. So try to get a little bit of an overview over these things. So the first of the askaras that we find in Shemoneh Esrei, we'll try to go in order with the Shemoneh Esrei itself, is the Mashiv Baruch. So the Gemara says that, Mishnah says that, if you're Gishomim, so Chazal instituted that one's supposed to be Maskir Gishomim. If one leaves out Mashiv Baruch, that's a big problem. Then one would have to go back to Shemoneh Esrei to daven over against Machab B'dievet if you left it out. What if you didn't leave it out entirely, but you left it out partially? I mean, you made a little bit of a reference, but you didn't say the whole story. So here, the Rishonim write that if you say Mered HaTal, so Mered HaTal is a little bit, not the full, you read a second Shom, but it's a little zech, a little something, so then the B'dieva, that would be good enough. That's the source for the minik of those who have, and it's generally the subscribe today, that they say Mered HaTal all the time. You say Mered HaTal throughout the summer, then you're never going to make a mistake. What was he to say Mashiv Baruch? You say Mered HaTal. So if you say Mered HaTal in the wintertime, B'dieved, that's going to be okay. One could technically correct the saying of Mashiv Baruch anywhere within the Baruch itself. If one finishes the Baruch, then it's a problem. There's machlekes in Rishonim, and we say that the Baruch is finished, but you didn't quite start the next Baruch. You remember, Punk, right between Mechayim Mesim and Kadosh, so that's a Shalom Rishonim, whether that's appropriate, you can add it in. You say that Kozman, you didn't start the next Baruch, it's still B'dieved considered to be part of the original Baruch. That's a Shalom. But again, so that's the first of the askaras that we mentioned. There are other askaras that are changed, and those are changed during Aseres Mitzvah. Some of them appear we did in the Gemara, and some of them were instituted later on the days of the Ka'anim. So the Gemara says in the end of the first Pekha Brachas that Chazal instituted to say Amelech HaKodesh and to say Amelech HaMishpat during the Aseres Mitzvah. And then we find Tosfos quotes in the Gaonim that there were a whole series of other additions that were instituted, the other ones that we're familiar with. Some of the Rishonim had a lot of trouble with what right do we have to add in those things. Generally, you're not supposed to be asking Bakoshas in the first Brach, the first series of Brachas of Shevach, the last Brachas of Hodah. No, really appropriate. Normally, you don't ask Bakoshas there. So some of these are Tzarchei Tzibur. These are somehow different. But there's a minute to say these added things. So most of the Rishonim assume whatever is only B'teres Minig, which means it doesn't have its roots in the Gemara proper, that's not going to be Ma'akib B'dievet. So if you got to say Zuchrein or B'chamoch, none of that stuff is Ma'akib. But if you got to say HaMelech HaKadosh or HaMelech HaBishpat, that's B'dievet in the Gemara, so that is going to be a problem, even B'dievet. The Ramah quotes that there were some who said that B'medim HaMamurim, that leaving out HaMelech HaMishpat is a problem, that's if you have the Nusach HaTvil of a Kel Oiv Tzedakul Mishpat. That's what you're saying all year long, and you left out the word Melech. But if you say like we do, a Melech Oiv Tzedakul Mishpat, two different Mishchos, if you follow our practice saying Melech Oiv Tzedakul Mishpat all year long, so then the Maisi said Melech. So B'dievet, that would be good enough. And other Achmarim disagreed with that Ramah, so that's a big shout. Try not to forget, try that one with a sitter. But if you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, you just said HaKel HaKadosh, that's for sure going to be a problem. There is a Chiddush that the Chayyadim quotes in Rosh Hashanah, that if you forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, then you don't have to go back for the Shemoneh Esrei. Why is that? We'll get to Yalav Yavo. The Gemara says that if you miss Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh, so if it's at night, it's Nishkefil. You don't have to go back. Because anyway, in the days of Chazal, we weren't even sure when it was Rosh Chodesh yet. So since Eim HaKash HaKadosh Ela Bayom, so somehow the deletion of Yalav Yavo at night is not the end of the world. So the Chayyadim quotes from one of the Echmerim who said that so too HaMelech HaKadosh. Why is that? Why do we say HaMelech HaKadosh in Rosh Hashanah and Yisrael and Tshuva? Because Baruch is Yoshev HaKisei HaMishpat, it's Yoshev Bedin, so he's acting, Mamash is demonstrating his Malchus in a higher level. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't sit on the Kisei HaDin in Rosh Hashanah until Klai Yisrael Makadosh HaKadosh. Kichok Yisrael HaMishpat Lo Kiyakov, that until Klai Yisrael Makadosh HaKadosh, then the Ribbon Shalom, then only does the Ribbon Shalom start his Mishpat. So some of the Chavarim write that just as the Gemara says that Yalav Yavo, if you miss at night, Nishkefela, because anyway, you want Mekadosh HaKadosh, with Inami, if you forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh, Rosh Hashanah night, the first night, it also wouldn't be Ma'akid. So the Rav disagreed with that, the Psaak of the Chayyadim. The Rav said that B'medim HaMamurim, that Svara, that if I missed Yalav Yavo at night, it's not the end of the world, that's Yalav Yavo, which is just an Askar B'Alma. The Chaim has this word that sometimes you have to identify when you have different things you add to Shemoneh Esrei. At what point do you say that they're almost like an insertion. There are Tosefos, there are Naskara. At one point you say that this was the Takaras HaChavim, that this is the Nusach HaTfilah for these times of the year. It's not just a tangential Askara. This is the, there was an Etzer Matakana, that this is the new Nusach HaTfilah for days X, Y, and Z. The Rav thought that Yalbi Yom was this an Askara B'Yalma. There's a Melech HaKodesh, Chazal HaMasakin, that 344 days a year you say Akel HaKodesh, and 10 days a year you say Melech HaKodesh. So I didn't say Melech HaKodesh, I didn't say the Bracha. The Bracha is not Taifes, the Bracha is not Taifes. So then, Kiddush HaKodesh from day till tomorrow, if it's Aser Sbet Shuv, and that was a Tachon Sechom to say Melech HaKodesh, it's Kiv, you do delete the entire Bracha. So I didn't think that the Pesach of the Chayyadim was correct. Anyway, get back to the story. So you have the certain askaras, certain sofas that we make drugs as mejuva. Some of them for sure not ma'akev, some of them are questionable, and some of them for sure are ma'akev. We move along in terms of the Shemoneh Esrei, so there's another addition that we say on Matzah Shabbos, it's a yontif, and that's a tachan antonim. So that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechus Bracha says that you have to say a tachan antonim Matzah Shabbos. The Gemara says the fifth paragraph of Brachos. In the olden days, that was the only havdol that anybody ever said. You just said Atachan and Tanur finished. And then in the later years, they added on Abdallah Lakos. In the early years, people weren't so rich, so they didn't have so much wine. So Kiddush wine, most people had a little bit of wine for Kiddush, but by Matzah Shabbos, all the wine was gone. Nobody had the barrels of wine in their basement. Therefore, Chazal didn't want to make the Takana that's going to be too difficult for people to do financially, so they just said a Mavdu B'Tfilah. Then in later years, Hashira Kabul Lakos. When they got richer, then they extended Abdallah to be Lakos. And they kept the Havdalah B'Tfilah also. So we make Havdalah really two different stages. That's what the Gemara says in the fourth Perek of Brachos. Since anyway, when you say Atachan Antanu, you're right, you're going to make Havdalah Lakos anyway in 20 minutes from now. So if you forgot to say Atachan Antanu, it's not the end of the world. It's not Ma'akib B'Diyavik. Because anyway, Asad L'Aimra B'Al Hakos. There are differences in terms of Vilchus Havdalah, but we're not really looking for Shabbos now, but the difference in terms of Vilchus Havdalah, once there are these two Tachanas Lachamims, there's Havdalah B'Tfil, there's Havdalah Kos, so the Gemara says that there are two different Yisurim that you're not allowed to do before Havdalah. You're not allowed to do Malacha before Havdalah, you're not allowed to eat and drink before Havdalah. So the most of the Rishonim assume that these two Yisurim function a little bit differently, and each one emanates from a different Havdalah. That the Yisur Malacha can be solved by simply saying Atachan Antanu. According to most of the Rishonim, it can be solved even by saying, even less than Atachan Antanu, just by saying Baruch HaMavdol or something, saying a very, very makeshift, half-baked Havdalah. That's enough to be mounted the Yisur Malacha. Whereas the Yisur HaChilush Diya, that you require Atach Havdalah Koy. So there are differences and nuances between the Atachan Antanu and the Havdalah Koy, but the Ikaron, the Gemara says, if you missed Atachan Antanu, so then you could make it up. The Gemara has all these complicated stories about the guy who's davening Tfilas Tashlumin, the guy who got davening a mincha on Shabbos afternoon, so he makes up two mirrors on Shabbos, so he's ma'avim b'tchila on the first one and not ma'avim the second one, because the Gemara says that the whole idea is that the first tefillah has to be the ikar, the bottom tefillah, and the second tefillah is the tashlumin. So you have to be careful Atachan Antanu in the one that's the ikus malat fil, not the tashlumin for mincha. That's a famous word from Reb Chaim. Don't say I forgot that my mitzvah Shabbos. Now he davens Sunday morning. So which one does he say Atachan Antanu in? So that's it. Freshly Gemara. So I would have thought you make Atachan Antanu in the second one because that's the myrus. That should be Atachan Antanu. So Reb Chaim, well, no, you say it in the first one because the din of Atachan Antanu is the first tefillah post Shabbos. That's the one that warrants Atachan Antanu. Whether 99% of the time it's a Meirav, every once in a blue moon, it's going to be a Shach. That's fine. Okay, so again, Tanu Rebbe Atachan Antanu, trying to go in order of the Shemoneh Esrei. So if I forget anything, let me know. So then we move to the Seyit Talmud Mata. Okay, good. So we have to say the Seyit Talmud Mata, that the Mishnah says that Yishael for Geshamim, in theory, you should really be Shoba Geshamim at the same time that you start to be Maske Geshamim. It's the first sugi of Masechus Tainis. But the Gemara says that Chazal didn't want to institute She'ela, the Geshamim, right after Sukkot. So from the Atara, so we institute Haskara because they had Rachmanas on the people who were Ela Regel. The Madam for Drich Sashamu, that's going to start the poor. And all the guys are schlepping up to Kirch Bona and down to Eilat. They can get drenched on the way. So they gave a little bit of time to get home, to get everyone to get settled, and then only then we begin saying the same Talamota. So that's what the Mishnah says in the Seres Tainus. We start saying it on Zayin Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says that if you live in a place that Zayin Cheshvan is a little bit too early, agriculturally and meteorologically, it's not really the right time yet for Geshamim. So the Gemara says, like in Babel, they didn't really need Geshamim too much later. So you start saying, asking for Gesham at a later point. When's the later point? So the Gemara says, and in Babel, 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei, after the time of the beginning of the season, the fall season. So 60 days after that, that's the time to say, to start saying Seyit Talmud in Babel. So since that is a link to the solar calendar, the Tekufas are based on the solar calendar, nothing to do with the moon. So therefore, that's what's linked to a secular date on the calendar. So it changed over the years, it's changed a little bit, depending on the calendar, it shifts a little bit. But if you look in the Beis Yosef, so the Beis Yosef gives you secular names of months. It talks about, he uses the words November. He uses words, the old Latin, Greek, whatever the words are, Roman, whatever words these came from. So it gives you the months that we are familiar with. If you look in the Beis Yosef, so you realize right away that he's talking about before they changed the calendar. The Goyim changed the calendar. I forgot what year, it was. When did they change? They switched to the Gregorian calendar from the Julian calendar. 15 something or other? Sometime they switched, the Pope changed the calendar because they realized that the original Roman calendar was off by like 11 days or something. So they over years it starts to add up. So they decided that they're just going to cross 11 days off the non-existent. So your birthday was in those 11 days, you lost your birthday that year. Remember, it went like from February 20th, like March 1st, like whatever it was, it just chopped off 11 days off the year. So that threw everything off kilter. So that's what you look in the Rishonim, and they describe the Seyit Talmud, so they're using dates that seem to be way, way off according to us, because you have to add the 11 days, the difference, whatever it is. Anyway, so yes, the Gemara is the favorite that in Babel you start saying it's 60 days after the Tekufa. So the Rosh and the Tshuva raises the famous question. That's true in Babel. What's up with me? And the Rosh says, I live in Germany. So the lady has lived in Spain. He says, what does a rain season in Iraq have to do with me? So every place should be based on their own timing. So the Rosh says, yeah, he thinks it's not all right. He thinks that every place has to ask the farmers, you check the weathermen and find out when the rainy season begins. And that's considered to be this much. It's not the same time. So the Rosh says he tried to change the minig and nobody listened to him. So the Rosh was not much later. So the Rosh didn't succeed. We're not going to succeed either. So the minig Yisrael became that we all follow Babel. For some reason, it bothered whenever Baghdad and Iraq needs rain. So somehow that's considered to be this much Shaila for us. It's a very, very strange idea. But the Kach Nogah, we say that that's what we do. That's what B'di'evet, many places can say. Let's say a person said the same Talamotar at the wrong time. So the Rosh writes that if you live in a place where there is no rainy season per se, there is no wrong time. The Rosh says, that's the same Talamotar all year long in Germany. It rains in Germany in January, the same way it rains in Germany in July. Like in America also, there's no rainy season. It rains throughout the year. So according to the Rosh, there's no such thing as saying an inappropriate time, saying the same Talamotar. It's always appropriate to say Talamotar. So there are... many people can say that, but the evid, if you said the same Talmud at the wrong time, so it's hard to say. If you said Eretz Yisrael at the wrong time, it's not at the wrong time. Eretz Yisrael, you don't want it to rain in the middle of July. That's very, very bad. It never rains in that time. So the month of Yisim and Kloa. Whereas in America, it rains in July. So the world's not going to come to an end. We need water all year long. So if you messed up, so the evid, that would probably be okay. There was a further machlekes aposkim, but if that svar of the Rosh, would that carry over to Mashim Ruach also? Some want to compare the two, and others question whether maybe Rashi Ruach doesn't follow that chesed of the Rosh. That's a further question. At least Seyit Talmud would follow. A lot of detailed questions that folks can talk about the guy who's traveling, the guy who's been Eretz Yisrael, the chutzlars, the guy's coming back, not coming back, all kind of different cheshbonos in terms of when you start saying, if you start saying, say, a common shot, the guy flies to Israel for 2 weeks after Sukkot, right after Zayin Cheshvan, but it's before December 4th, whatever date it is. So do you say the same Talmud when you're in Israel or not? And if you do, do you stop saying when you come back? So usually these things, it's very hard to mechmir the Yishayas. Mishabur leaves a lot of the Yishayas hanging. He says, I ain't different poskim that talk about him, so he doesn't give you a clear achra. So I think probably the easiest thing to do is you just say it in Shabbat Tefillah. The Gemara says that if a guy forgot to say the same Talmud Torah at a time when he should have, and he said it in Shabbat Tefillah, so that's okay. You can't stick in Mashiach Baruch at Shabbat Tefillah. Shabbat Tefillah is for Bakrosh, not for Askaras, but you can't be the effort stick in the same Talmud Torah. So that's what I tell people to do. In Eretz Yisrael, a couple of days in that window of time, so you should try to remember to say it in the middle of Shabbat Tefillah. And then when you come back, then you go back to, you revert back to being a Ben Chutzor until December 4th, whatever date it actually starts. Okay, fine. So let's move on a little bit further. So you have a couple of other askaras. Another askar that we have is in the Bracha Lushlaim Yircha. So we add in the phrase of Nachem on Tisha B'Av. So there were different Hagim and Rishonim about whether you say Nachim at all the Tfilas, or you say Nachim at Mincha. So our minhag is we only say Nachim at Mincha, because already by Mincha time, so that's when the Shreif already started, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kilach Chamos L'Eitzim L'Avonim, the Gezerah was rescinded against Klal Yisrael, so that's already a time of the Tchilas HaNechama. So we say Nachim at that point. The Rav was asked in 1967 whether we should still say Nachim if the Yerushalayim was returned to us. So the Rav explained that even though B'chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed this wonderful days for us, but Af B'chein, that it's still Irach HaRev of Abzuya, he says, Kol Zman is no Beis HaMikdash, so the Yerushalayim is still considered to be in the status that requires a Nechav and a new binyan. So the Rav thought that would be completely inappropriate to stop saying Nachim at that time.
Should the person still say Me'in Yerushalayim?
Yeah, you say that in the Sophia. Yeah, there were always some Yoshua, or some people, that means it wasn't, I don't have it. But my see, walk up on their parts of Yerushalayim, the old Kedushas Yerushalayim, that are Gefirl, their parts, that are the main Yoshua, there are no, walk around certain parts of, Yerushalayim, which have Kedushas Yerushalayim from days gone by, the talk of main Yoshua. So I think it still warrants saying it. Does it all diminish our tremendous HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim that he performed for us, continues to perform for us, but still calls man that the jewel in the crown, the basic is not there, so it still has the status of being to that extent of being Bichubanai. That's where Moshe Feinstein writes a similar idea when it comes to Kriya and the Makom HaMikdash. So Moshe writes that Kriya for Yerushalayim, you don't have to do Bizman Hazeh because it's not called Bechubanu anymore. Because the Magen Avraham says that Bechubanu means that it's under non-Jewish control. Christ says it's under Jewish control, so then that's called the Yeshuva. So the Moshe said that's only true regarding Kriya and El Yerushalayim, but Kriya and the Makom HaMikdash, so Makom HaMikdash is always defined by is there a basic mixture or not. So it could be, you can have Jewish political control, but calls back there's no Mikdash there, that's always considered to be the Makom Bechubanu. So it's the same idea that the Rav had regarding and Nachim. Then we have another askar that we have on Tainis Tzibur. So we insert our name in with Tishman Esrei. The Yochid says it as part of Shemayat Tzibur. Tzibur, Chazan says it as a bracha with Me'atzvah. So we have a minute from the Gaonim, the Rashi quotes from Sefer Shabbos, that even though Medina, we really should have said our name in all the tefillahs. We should have said it in Shachar as well. So I mean, it is, we don't say it in Shachar because we're afraid that maybe a person won't finish the Tainis and limits a little bit of the Shachar and Bitzvilasa. Therefore, by Minchatan, it's not even late in the afternoon, so we assume he's going to finish the Tainus at that point. But for the Tzibur, you can say it, because the stomach people will finish the Tainus, but each Yachid has to be nervous, so therefore, our Minchatan, we don't say it at the Shachris. There's Machlekes that we share them with in what the old din was. I mean, we don't do this anymore. In the original din, the Gaonim say was, they used to say it in all the Tfilas, which we don't do anymore for that concern, but what was the original practice? So there's Machlekes that we share them. What are the original practice to say at the Meirah before also? Should you say Anein or the night? It's the night of Shiva Sabbatam, the night of Sabbatai. Should you say Anein? So Rashi writes that, yeah. And the Balamor says no. So that Machloikas seems to be a Machloikas as to how do you understand this idea. You have a Yom Tainus that, Lamais, we don't start fasting until the daytime. There are many Tainus that we don't fast the night before. So what's the status of the night before? Is the night before considered to be part of the Tainus, or it's the Tainus in the room doesn't start until the morning? Rashi seems to be walking this tightrope that it's called Yom Tainus, even though the mitzvah fasting is not going to start until the next day, but it still has some of a chepsa chavos shemim v'tainus, and the Balmor seems to hold that it's garnished. So Rav Moshe writes that machlokes is not convinced for us. We have Shavuos v'tamos, let's say you're allowed to have weddings, get haircuts the night of Shavuos v'tamos, the night before the Tainus starts. So he says that the minhagim of the 3 weeks that the Ramo, the Ashkenazim, will come upon themselves, so those minhagim begin with the beginning of Shavuos v'tamos. When the Shavuos v'tamos begins, does it start when the night of the 17th? It hits Teis Kechavim, the Shabbat, whatever it is, on the 17th of the calendar and month of Tammuz. Or do I say, no, Shavuos v'tamos doesn't start until the next morning when the Tainus begins? So Moshe claims there's a Machlokes Rashi in the Balmor, Shas Chak, and we have the whole tshuva about the guy scheduled the wedding for the night before, whether that would be acceptable or not.
But doesn't everyone agree that if you go to sleep, you make up
a
middle of night?
Right, it's Rishami, right. The din is right. The din is that if you go to sleep, so then that is because that's one of the rayas that they want to bring, that it is considered to be some shaykhas and tainus. Unless you're tainus, that's almost like a Kabbalah's tainus. That's almost like I'm starting the tainus a little bit early. It's a question whether that concept even makes any sense. Like Tosefas on the tainus, the Ram and the Ramban. that the Rambam writes that before Tisha B'Av, if a person eats a Suda Mafsa, I guess, then he benches and he has no plan of eating anything else. So then then he wants to change his mind. Now later he needs something. So the Rambam says he can't do that because he was a Kabbalah Titus. The Ramban in Tarsa Adam says he never heard such a thing. He said, maybe by Yom Kippur, maybe that's true, because by Yom Kippur that's the concept of the Tosefes Kedusha. Well, what kind of Tosefes Titus is that? When you just started Titus Yom, it's not today, it's who you just started Titus Yom, it's not yet. So that's a question, how do you understand that din? A guy went to sleep, and so now all of a sudden, hocus pocus, the Titus started for him. Does that mean because this is really fundamentally part of the Titus? Does that mean this is more like some kind of a Kabbalah of Titus before the actual day it begins? So we move into the Askara of Yalav Yavo. So Yalav Yavo, the Gemara says that Yalav Yavo is Ma'akev, Chiddush Bar Esrei, except for Meir. We said before Meir is different because Emakash is a Chiddush Bar Esrei. That's the famous Kash and four Bekel Brachas. What do you need that reason for? Take away that Meir is a Rishos anyway. You never have to daven Chiddush Bar Esrei of Meir. So maybe Dina the Gemara. So what is the Gemara probably? You don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Typically, you don't have to repeat it because you never have to repeat. You have to stop in the first place. So Tais writes, no, the Tvil Sarav Rishus doesn't mean that you don't have to daven Meir. It means that it's considered to be Rishus vis-a-vis other mitzvahs. You have a clash between other mitzvahs to do and Meir. So Meir is all the way in the bottom of the list of significance. The guy stopped to miss Meir. The question was that Yachavidus Masachet Meir should miss Meir. So Tais writes, about it's supposed to daven Meir. So, but Lamai says the din is that you forgot it. Yalav Yavo, you don't repeat it. So there is a whole discussion based on the end of the fourth break of brachas. Let's say a guy davened shachris, forgot the Yalav Yavo, and he already davened musaf. So now does he have to go repeat shachris? Or yeah, he have to do with musaf. So there are some who claim based on that gemara that since he mentioned already a little bit about musaf at that. He may have mentioned a bit of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, so some of that pathos, some of that knocks out his chiyuv of shachris b'diavad. So the chachamim weren't supposed to rely on that. B'diavad, that would be okay. That's a question. How that plays out with manazeh. There are some who claim it's a chayim. Maybe it's manazeh to the chachila. Maybe it's better the chachila, not the David, not to repeat the shemoneh esrei shachris. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that. Mishnah Berurah quotes conventional wisdom is that if you miss by Meir, if you don't go back, if you miss by shachris, you do go back. If you're ready, David Musaf. So then we can negotiate. Maybe according to some achronim, maybe you wouldn't have to go back. The last of the Askaras is Allah Nisim. Gemara says that Chazal Masaka to say Allah Nisim is a big machlokes in Rishonim. What is the purpose of saying Allah Nisim in Chronicle Purim? So the Rambam doesn't quote Nuchos Chanukah Megillah. The Rambam quotes the presentation of Allah Nisim in Nuchos Tefillah, which led many to believe the Rambam holds is not part of the Takon of Chanukah Purim. It wasn't part of the Pursuit, it was part of the celebration of the Nisim of Chanukah Purim. It was simply a Nuchos Tefillah dictates that the same way Rosh Chodesh should mention Rosh Chodesh Shavuot every day. If we mention the Me'ina Ma'ira, so to a Chanukah Purim, we mention the Me'ina Ma'ira. And Rashi, so Shabbos writes, which Gemara says, "Kav Yom Tov Halav Odah." So Rashi writes, "Odah" means the recitation of Al Nisim. So Rashi holds that that was part of the Tekanas Hashmenoim. It's a Chanukah Tekanin. It's a Purim Tekanin. It's not a Din Yuchos Tefillah Tekanin. No matter what it is, the Ma'aseh Tamachem B'Diyam. The Gemara says, "Befeirush in Shabbos that since it's only the Rabban anyway, so if you miss that Neinu, it's only the Rabban anyway. The day of Atayin is Chanukah Boron. Only Din the Rabbanon. So then B'Diyam, you wouldn't have to repeat the Shmoneh." Okay, so again, we a little bit of a highlights, a little snips from the Nuchos Tefillah. But again, the basic idea is you have to always figure out which are scarves on the Akim, which are not, when it's supposed to say them, etc. Okay, all right, I think we'll make a museum for now. We have a lot of Tzlacha. Hopefully, those will be back with us next year. Chalik Beis. Okay, continue our train through Mishnah Berurah.